Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
Sofa King. No, not so fast.
So.
Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King.
With retard. You say funny things.
We're back. Another episode of the Sofa King Podcast.
Yes, indeed.
My name is Bo Jangles today.
What's up, Bo?
Hi.
Or should I call you Mr. Jangles?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Jangles. It's formal. I'm dressed formally. Can I be the artist formerly known as Mr. Jangles?
Yeah.
Okay. So I put my tea right here by over here so it doesn't spill on my good computer.
Just on the recording one.
Yeah. Just in case. I don't want it to get on my good computer.
That's a good idea.
So, yeah, it's good. I like it. I hit the building correctly. Looking good. We got Patreons to mention. Patrons.
I have to say I kept... today's show's about Rasputin, and I kept every... I don't know why, but I kept seeing Rasputin pictures and thinking of Brent.
The beard. The beard, I saw the same thing.
The beard is there, but there's something more than the beard.
It's the sea cucumber dick that they thought was from a cow or a horse.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't read that.
I didn't see that either. I was assuming you were
making that up. You know about it, the rumors, you know, whispers of rumors.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about that. No rumors wept this way.
I think it speaks well towards your desire to start a cult, though. I mean, if you got a Rasputin vibe, you're like
right. Halfway
there.
My eyes?
Yeah, maybe.
You're like, the eyes aren't there, though.
I don't know.
You don't entrance me.
There's something.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I got a sea cucumber in my pants. That's all I'm telling you. I'm trying to let you know.
A sea cucumber? What is that?
You want to see?
No.
No.
Nope.
You sound curious, Brad.
I am curious. Is it shaped like a sea, or is it just, does it move like the ocean, like the sea?
Maybe we drink enough whiskey.
Is it rough like the sea?
Let's drink some whiskey. Let's see what happens. I'll show you on my phone first. I'll just get you like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard being two straight podcasters with a gay podcaster in one room.
No, if I'm dominant, I'm gay. I'm telling you.
That's true. That's true. That's what we live by.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dominant, it's not gay.
So I think we need to start with the tattoo.
Oh, yeah. So this happened.
Some fucking idiot.
Yeah, we're going to quit the show now, just so you know. That was our whole mission, was to get somebody to get a tattoo, and now we have to quit. It's like actually written on the wall over there.
It's in our business plan.
Bob Antwood. I want to say Antwood so bad.
Diane Antwood.
Yeah. Bob Antwood, a.k.a. Riot Jedi, if you're on Instagram, got our SK logo tattooed on his arm.
On his fucking arm.
Legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. And then he posted it in the private fan group, and someone else was like, oh, yeah, man, you beat me to it. I always get one on the 16th.
Yep.
And I think Brad said someone else said they were getting one. I know Holly in UK said someone was talking about getting one. It was in the works. Mm-hmm. There could be four.
Yeah, because somebody was asking about it, and I said to contact Holly.
Yeah, we got to pace it out so it doesn't get too trendy, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Got to do something different with it.
So congratulations for that doesn't wash off.
Right.
We're going to send you a t-shirt to say thank you. So
if you are one of those who are thinking of getting a tattoo, post it, and we will send you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you tag us, because we won't know it exists.
No.
So... crazy. We're getting, people are getting tattooed. The That's logo pretty tattooed. Crazy. And then we're topping iTunes charts. Like, this is, it's insane.
That part is kind of crazy. Yeah. Thank you to everyone. We went from 204 reviews to 273 reviews in a week. Damn. So thank you to everyone that went on and gave us either a rank or a review.
Yeah.
Some of those people got some crazy ones through. Thank you for not just fucking putting a bunch of crazy shit on there. They were like legit, genuine reviews, but someone got like cock, balls, dick, all kinds of shit. And it made it through. I don't encourage that because I want it to be genuine. I want someone to see it and go, oh, this is real. You know,
yeah. If they're looking into the podcast that everybody loves, like, you know, like leave a good review so that people are like, oh, okay. Like this looks like a good show and has a good fan base that they want to communicate with.
Cause the key is it has to look like a good show. Cause we all know it isn't a good show.
Really the look is the biggest thing.
It's all about the look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're dressed in a suit, but we got holy socks.
Yeah.
This is how it's working, but it's working, whatever we're doing.
So, Techo Hot Sack, I messaged this guy that
Hold on.
What?
Hot Sack, Sack of the Week.
Is that the tune now?
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his name because it's Brody not going to work here anymore. So I asked him on Facebook Messenger to spell it phonetically, and he said it might be easier and just sent me a voice clip. So now I'm fucked and I have to play it because God. I can't. Yeah.
It could say anything.
It could say cock and balls.
Yeah,
I can. I'm going to try this. Let's see what happens. It's loading. Here it comes. Nothing. Didn't work.
Hmm.
That's what was going to happen if I tried to do that. I don't know.
That's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll try
Brody,
it again.
Brody nothing.
Nothing. Thanks, Brody. There was a runner-up, Brody. We might have to switch this shit up. I specifically asked.
You just got, maybe it's a, you know, technology thing. Not everybody's good at technology.
Oh, God damn it. Would have been so beautiful if you got Rickrolled right there.
Yeah. I went for it. I tried to play it. I hadn't seen it. It just came in.
That would have been brilliant.
Brody with the crazy last name. We're going to send you a hot sack. And he had the funniest comment. I made a El Yucateco chili boat and I said, who's the captain? Funniest answer. And there were some good ones. Mm-hmm. His was Captain Delicious on their way straight to motherfucking Flavortown, which all three of us laughed.
Yes.
So he won because of that. But I will say it didn't go down without a fight. Steve Nesbitt, longtime fan, first time cocksucker. We are sending you an empty box.
Don't lie on the show.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't lie. Long time fan. Yes. First time. That's what she said.
No, he almost won. We battled. Now my phone's making noises, but not his thing, huh? So Steve Nesbitt said, Captain Black Slash, which Brad, we arm wrestled and he won, but I still picked the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Cause Captain Black Slash has to be an awesome pirate.
Yeah. Good. He sent a picture. There was a black pirate picture on there too. So.
But since you came in second, we're sending you a box of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you think we're kidding, I'm about to ask you for your address on social media. I'll do that while you guys talk.
Okay.
We might be. He's a Patreon, isn't he? He's a Patreon member.
He is. So the other thing is we will at the end of the show, as usual, give a shout out to this week's newest Patreon members, our new patrons. Mm-hmm.
We have a special.
It's a special
shout out.
Special shout out.
Valentine's Day. Yep. Spectacular.
Yes. So stick around at the end and we will talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other business before we get into Rasputin?
Tattoo guy, hot sack guy, first time cocksucker. That's all I got. For that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wait, we have strange Russian beers.
Oh, we do have
Yeah.
So this is
another Steve.
Yeah. So we have, there's no possible way for a gringo to pronounce it because it's in Cyrillic alphabet.
I like how you called yourself a gringo.
Yeah.
You black motherfucker.
I sent him a message that says, what's your address? You almost won. We'll see how that goes.
So he sent us a Russian beer and he sent us some American ghetto whiskey. And he says, fun fact, my great-great-grandfather was in the Tsar's inner circle and had to flee Russia because he was on the very long list of people to be killed by the Bolsheviks. He made it to China, then San Francisco, where he met my dad's grandmother. My father is named after him and in turn is my middle name. Not sure if he knew Rasputin. So him having no idea that we were doing Rasputin this week sent us Russian beer. Yep. So we're drinking this in honor
of
Rasputin.
He actually wrote Fody phonetically.
He did write Fody.
Yeah, he said.
Do you want to pop the plastic seal on it?
It's like a 1 liter of soda with beer in it.
In plastic, yeah.
Well, it's carbonated. That's a good sign. Let's see.
Ooh. Wow.
How's that smell? Here, give me a
like Russian sip. Socks. I don't know. It doesn't smell good.
Yeah, we have Steve's address anyway. We don't need it. Tell him never mind.
It's funnier if I message him. Oh, I could say so never mind.
Yeah.
You almost won, mind. So never mind. Here you go, Dave.
All right.
Oh, pour some into my goblet.
Yeah, you have a silver goblet.
Yes. I know that it's silver. I think Brad's going to get some kind of disease from drinking out of this.
I don't think why would they make a cup?
That you could drink out of? Historically, there have been lots of cups that make people sick for drinking out of
this. Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that how Jesus died?
It's a really old
cup. It doesn't have lead. Yeah, it is old.
It could have lead.
This is possibly from the 50s. You gave me a lot.
Well, dude, look at it. It's a Fody.
Oh, that smells good.
I don't know about that.
All right.
It was like opening a package of lunch meat. The first whiff was
my, my favorite beer is King Cobra, so this smells good.
Okay.
All right. We're going to cheers.
Are you cheering? Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
No ding on mine.
Can't say I'm a fan. I don't think that's good, dude. It tastes like it smelled.
Uh-uh. It does taste like it smelled.
It tastes like stale something. I don't know.
Ugh. Like a old flip-flop.
There's a little wet doggy going on there.
Ugh.
Yeah, a little bit of wet dog hair.
Man.
It's a good thing.
I don't get that. I don't get the wet dog hair.
Oof.
It's very natural light. Like
thank
very,
you, Steve Baker.
It tastes like
I feel bad for fuck-faced peasant Russians. They have to drink this shit. It
tastes like moldy Wonder Bread.
Yeah, there's some weird like basement. Moldy
Wonder Bread. It's very tasty. Yeasty.
Ugh.
Tastes like period blood.
I couldn't confirm or deny.
Smells like yeast infection.
I'm not going to comment on that if I knew what that tasted like or not.
No, we all know you do.
Okay, so Rasputin.
Red Wings.
Rasputin is one of the ones on our unofficial fan page. He was voted up pretty high.
And speaking of fuckface peasants.
Yeah, speaking of fuckface peasants, Rasputin was born a fuckface peasant.
He was.
Grigory Yefimovich Rasputin, a.k.a. the Mad Monk.
That was Jiggery.
No, it's Grigory.
Grigory.
You're probably both wrong, and some fucking Nazi's going to tell us about it.
Your pointal
pro is never going to die.
I knew a little bit about. Did you guys know much about Rasputin going into it?
Just the sea cucumber part before I studied.
Rasputin's a boss on Destiny.
Is he?
Yeah, something like that.
I knew he was. I knew a little bit about him. I knew he was like a mystic guy, and I knew that he was like really difficult to kill, but I didn't know. All the details. So,
well, it was said that he was difficult to kill, but that's kind of up in the air.
It is up in the air. The blow by blow that I read of what they did to kill him,
if it's true, but I don't think it was true.
Yeah. Might not be true. So he was born around 1869, and that's not like you giving me a one star review because I don't know the date. It's that no one knows exactly when he was born. And he was born in a small town in Siberia. I won't try to pronounce the name because I'll completely butcher it. And a lot of the stuff that I read said that where he grew up in the small village, people thought he had supernatural powers, like as he was growing up. And I was trying to find exactly what they meant by that. And
he was an ugly motherfucker.
He wasn't ugly.
He was ugly.
He caught a horse.
He had
a horse thief with his powers of deduction. Yeah. Yeah.
So
the clairvoyant powers. Yeah.
So as a child, what happened was he and his brother fell into the river Tura when it was like freezing cold Siberian Russia madness.
Ugh. Are we going to get sick drinking this?
We aren't because I'm not fucking drinking any more of it because it tasted like
wet
dog.
It's in my goblet. I got to take it out now. I got to get it out.
Anyway, he and his brother slipped in a frozen river. His brother Dmitri died of pneumonia because it's a freezing fucking cold river in Siberia. Rasputin Grigory ends up surviving, and he says that during his illness, when he was like fevered, he saw a beautiful lady dressed in blue and white who told him he was going to get better and ordered him to get better. And the village priest concluded logically that he had just seen the Virgin Mary. So as a boy, he purportedly could see the Virgin Mary and started to have visions and prophecies that the village turned to. So even like as a youngster, he was a creepy little bastard.
As the Virgin, didn't she have sex later on though? Like even if she had Jesus as a virgin, Didn't she have sex later on in life? Why are we still calling her that? It's just
married. That's a really good point. I doubt she died a virgin.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know why we're calling her a virgin still.
Well, because I mean,
she had a man. Was she really a virgin?
If you did have a virgin birth, I think it's worthy of keeping the nickname. You know,
I don't know.
That's a pretty impressive.
I think that's pretty
thing
snobby
to pull off.
Yeah,
true. I mean, you had sex with that sheep, and everybody still calls you a sheep fucker, and you only did that once.
True.
So I mean, it sticks.
I did it more than once. That's why it sticks. It's like the first time nobody found out about.
Right. You know. Right. So there's Rasputin, little kid, and then I saw something about horse theft. What did you see? What that was?
Wait till I eat El Yucateco oatmeal cookie.
Okay.
That strangely tastes like SpaghettiOs. I don't know why. Something of it is reminiscent of SpaghettiOs. But anyways, somebody stole a horse, and somehow they said through powers of deduction, he identified the horse thief and caught him. That's really all I saw.
He acted like, as a clairvoyant. So he like told him who stole the horse.
But he was right. Like he caught him somehow.
Was he?
Right as he could be. They were like
the Virgin Mary kid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So did Greg. They just fucking string up some dude? Because
he liked their girlfriend. So he's like, fucking homie did it. And they're okay, get
fucking
him.
Creepy Eddie Munster points the finger at some guy and he gets fucking hung to death.
He looks like an Old West guy. Like
he does. It's the right era. I mean, it was Old West era.
Yeah, I just picture him with a cowboy hat on. Like, he's a bad cowboy. Like, I don't know.
He's a weird looking dude.
He should have
wore
a hat at some point. Like, I don't know. That bald spot. That's really
because it's really
me.
Like when you start to look at pictures of him, it's always like a picture of like the whole royal family and they're all in like fine clothes and they're like smiling and they're like in a palace and happy.
Peasant man.
And this creepy black haired motherfucker is just like with mad dog in the camera.
Yeah, and he has food in his beard and shit. Like he's got like a turkey leg hanging out of his fucking beard.
So strange.
Black haired motherfucker. You're passionate about that.
Well, he's white today. He called himself a gringo. So
they did call myself a gringo.
Today he's choosing sides.
Yeah, I'm he's fucking Nazi today.
So Rasputin ends up leaving his hometown when he's 17 to enter the Verkhochyr Monastery with the intention of becoming a monk. And that didn't work out.
He was
so
recruited
well.
Or something too, though. Like one of the priests saw that he had the power or whatever and brought him there.
Much like He-Man, mm-hmm. He had the power.
I have the power. Yeah.
That's what the story is based off of.
Yeah.
This is the Russian He-Man story. A little bit different.
Yeah. He had a cat named Cringer and everything.
Nice.
Runs around in wrestling shorts. Yeah.
Nice.
He
reference.
Lived with his aunt. She was really skinny and he called her Skeletor.
That's all part of it.
Yeah.
So he ends up going to this monastery to become a monk, but he can't keep his sea cucumber in his pants. And at 19, he ends up getting married, which means he can't finish his religious training and he can't become a monk because he took a wife. And he has five children, like right away, just starts knocking them out. But two of them died because it's Siberia in the 1800s. And then three of them survived. And then even that, he's like, so he bails on his hometown to become a monk. He bails on the monastery to become a father. And then as soon as he has kids, he bails on his wife and kids to go on what they called a stronach and become a holy wanderer and go on pilgrimages of the holy.
He was looking for whores. But really, though, when he was in the monastery, he started studying this cult where they believed that you had to sin. Like really sin, like just sin it out.
Right.
And then you can become pure after you sin. And he started following that belief. And that's when he left the monastery, picked up the wife. And even in their house, he would have orgies in the basement.
Yeah, they would do something called self-flagellation, which I haven't heard that word, but it was hurting themselves.
Yeah, you beat yourself.
Yeah, and then the only way to get that out, was to have and to it commit was, sins with him. Yeah. You know, that was the...
Yeah, so yeah, he would convince them to have sex with him, basically.
Yeah, if you're going
to
sin with me.
Yep, right.
Big orgies in the basement.
Big.
Yeah,
that was his motto.
With me.
Yeah.
Well, it's really bad because that fool's ugly. Like, it was just like, you really felt dirty.
Chits dug him, though. He had sex with over 1,000 women, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. I think the legend is bigger than the
I don't know though. Once he starts spending a good decade like with the royal family at court, like I'm sure he could pick any girl he wanted and he was known for it. Like,
women would trim his fingernails for him and then sew his fingernails into their dresses.
Yeah, they would keep trinkets.
Damn.
Yeah. And pieces of his beard.
Yeah, they collect his beard hair and stuff, but they would sew pieces of his fingernails into their dress.
Kind of weird.
So needless to say, he had some powers of persuasion.
Question then.
Yeah, he did.
John Travolta visits the studio, trims his fingernails. Actually, Prince, before he died, was here, trimmed his fingernails, left them on the desk. Honest answer.
True story. This is a true story.
Honest answer. What do you do with them, Dave? I know you're not going to sew them into a dress.
And you wouldn't eat them.
Prince's fingernails are right fucking there. Do you put them in a little clear box and
save
them?
No, that's creepy.
Lies. Fucking
that's fucking
lies.
Creepy.
That's lies. You're saying that publicly. No. Mic's off. You kept them.
No.
I'd say that's pretty creepy.
I'm pretty grossed out by fingernails.
Yeah.
And finger. Like,
what
I
about
don't,
foreskin clippings?
Well, now we're talking.
Yeah. You cook them up. Do you like take them home and cook them up like some onion rings?
He never pulled his umbilical cord off. And today's the day.
Prince's got the little. Yeah. He has the little.
Yeah,
nub.
Prince's little black bark is going to go on the table.
No, I'm not. I don't think I would keep any.
What about
his
mom's placenta?
Parts. No.
Do you eat it? No.
No.
Mm. All right, fine. Move on. I'm pretty disappointed. I don't think
his answers are not true.
Yeah, that's not what I was going for. Yeah. Thought I had you. So. Ever since Walmart shoplifting, I just don't know you anymore.
I know we're trying to ask these questions so we could learn about Dave because our friend that we've known, we just don't know him anymore.
Yeah, a couple questions at a time.
Right.
Yeah. And now he lies to us.
Now you're labeling me as someone who shoplifted at Walmart, which is never a claim I made.
No.
Liberated at Walmart.
No, I don't think I ever shoplifted at Walmart.
No, he said his mom stole Thanksgiving dinner.
That's from Albertsons.
Right. You stole sunglasses and re-gifted them back.
Yeah, I stole. No, I'm not saying I didn't steal things. I just never stole from Walmart.
Walmart wasn't around.
Right. That's cool.
He said he would steal from Walmart.
I would.
If he still stole.
If I had to, Walmart is the only company that I disrespect enough to go in and steal from, but I won't go into a Walmart, so it doesn't matter.
Prince's bottled water, half drank, lid on, you throw it away? Do you recycle or do you keep that on a shelf somewhere?
I don't care about the bottle.
You know a company I don't respect? This fucking beer company.
It's horrible.
Fucking Russian.
I couldn't finish it, dude.
Bolshevik.
I mean, I'm sure that was his goal, you know, based off the whiskey he also bought.
It's pretty bad to give us shit we don't like.
Yeah, that's rough.
It tastes like rotten apples.
He also gave us 10 High Kentucky bourbon whiskey, and it's in a plastic bottle that looks like a bum could fit in his back pocket.
Yes.
And he said it was a tier 4 on savings, tier 1 on taste.
And it says on the front of the bottle, 4 years or more old.
That's a roundabout. It's sort of aged. I'm going to drink
well,
that.
Well, it could be 18 year.
I'm going to try
it's four
it.
That's
or
true.
More.
We have no idea.
It could be old as
that
fuck.
That shit could be 70 years old right there.
It could be the best fucking
we're just,
whiskey
we're
ever
promising
had.
You four, but I'm not stopping there.
Yeah. Well, it has a funky smell to it, dude. It's like, I'm going for
fuck
it.
Fuck you. Who? Steve fucking Baker.
All right, I'm trying it.
Yeah. I don't have a clean glass. So
I assume you guys don't.
You can swig out that bottle. Probably it'd be.
I'm going for it. Here, look. It's honestly not that bad at all. It's really not that bad.
That's whiskey, though. That's a big difference.
Okay, so Rasputin ends up.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
In theory. Yeah. So Rasputin ends up after he tours the Holy Land. He goes to Jerusalem. He goes to Greece. He does all this stuff, sees the world, like allegedly studies ancient manuscripts, all this stuff. And he ends up landing.
He built up an immunity to iocane powder.
I think he did. Yeah. He ends up landing in Petrograd, which becomes St. Petersburg. Which is the where the Tsar Nicholas II and his wife Tsarina Alexandra Fyodorovna live.
Where the czars are.
This is where the czars are. And this is
that was their motto.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg, where the czars are.
And this is, I mean, for those who don't know the Russian history, this is the royal family that is slaughtered by the Bolsheviks during the communist revolution.
When Stalin was coming to rise.
All the royals were killed. This is the family that was killed. killed. So these were the super wealthy, hedonistic, in charge of Russia.
It's crazy. They kept him in a house for like. How long they keep him in that 18 basement?
Months?
18 months, almost 2 years.
And he prophesized it. Rasputin prophesized that. They wouldn't live more than 2 years after his death.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And when they were killed, it was found when they searched their clothing that they had like little fucking pictures of him in lockets.
Yeah.
Of Rasputin in lockets.
The women. Yeah. The girls. Yeah. The girls and the mom. Yeah.
Well, the thing, and this is the thing. So when he gets to Petrograd, he's known as being a fortune teller and he's known as being a healer. And this is the reputation that starts to spread.
Well, cucumber is good for you.
Yeah, it is. I was doing my best to look into some of his predictions and I couldn't find a lot, but the one prediction, and it was in a letter that he wrote to the Tsar, and he actually said, and this was a handful of days before he was killed, but he said, "I'm going to be killed soon." And like the prediction wasn't just, "I'm going to die and then your family's going to die." His prediction was, "If I die by the hands of commoners."
Yeah. Fuckface peasants kill me.
The fuckface peasants kill me. You guys will continue to reign and everything will be great. If members of the aristocracy kill me, your entire family is going to be killed. Russia's going to have 75 years of discord and blah, 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 blah. So, and I don't know. I mean, he's obviously a smart motherfucker. He's able to pull politicals.
Yeah.
Right. So I can't say that that was a prediction so much as he's like, look, a revolution is brewing and it's either going to be done. I mean, I don't know. I think he might have been.
If you fucked 1,000 girls, you fucked 250 wives. He definitely fucked some wives. And so he probably felt the heat coming on. Somebody's going to kill me. No shit. You fucked everybody's wife.
Well, and they thought him and the Tsar's wife had a thing.
A lot of people.
Alexandria.
Did,
because of the letters she wrote to Rasputin were very. Like lovey-dovey, I would like to lean on your shoulder and stay with you for the rest of my life.
Back in the day, that was dirty talk.
I'm going to show you my ankles.
That was like sexting.
Yeah, she might have had good ankles.
She might have had good
ankles. You want to jump on that
shit. She had royal ankles.
Yeah.
So the royal couple, Nicholas and Alexandra, they have four girls. They want to have a boy, so they have a male heir, and at this point they start to turn away from science and look at mystics and holy men and all this stuff. So they're already starting to get sort of inclined for that. And then finally, in 1904, they give birth to a baby boy named Alexei, and he's born with what they call the royal disease, which is hemophilia.
I thought it was good ankles.
I thought you would just bleed. You just bleed out, but it's that you
internal
clot.
Hemorrhaging.
Yeah, you clot externally, and then you bleed internally. Which is really weird.
His body parts would swell up. He swelled up. His whole midsection swelled up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's how they knew he had it. So she brought it over. She was German, raised in England, and then married the Tsar in Russia.
And that's when she brung it.
Apparently. She brung it.
But they call it the royal disease because all the fucking royals were inbred.
Yeah.
And this was part of the.
Well, it started. Who was her? Who was her mom, the Queen Victoria or whatever at the time? She had started it. Whoever her mom was had started the hemophilia, bring it from her family.
I don't know who.
And put it into the bloodline.
But it's in the bloodline, and young Alexei has it. And since Rasputin's on the scene when Alexei is still a little boy in 1908. The Tsar and the Tsarina are finally introduced to Rasputin because their son is sick. They already believe in mysticism because they think other mystics were what finally allowed them to have a boy. So they're kind of, ready.
Well, and
to
this
get,
was the, this was the time too of Ouija boards and fucking the Winchester Mansion where they're fucking the seances. I mean, it's important to
know because science was really on the rise at this point and a lot of popular movements were looking towards science. And I think as a counter reaction, you started to see a lot of wealthy and a lot of aristocracy turning towards mysticism and holy men, and
it was just so vague. I wanted to know what he did. Like when he showed up, did he lay hands?
Well, they said he would stand at the edge of the bed and pray. And they think he just had a calming effect. Like, I don't know how that guy standing at the edge of your bed would give you a calming effect because motherfucker looked like early Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Like he's got crazy eyes. And one of them is wonky. If you see the pictures, there's a wonky eye. Yeah, I think he came from Canada, swam across. That's why he lost part of his hair in the ocean. And then
because that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A wave hit him in the side of the face, caused a wonky eye. And now he's there and he's calming people. So I guess the mom was hysterical. And so the boy, with the mom being hysterical, the boy wouldn't get better. So yeah, he kind of calmed everybody.
Will fuck you up. Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of calmed everybody. And for whatever reason, the doctors couldn't figure it out. They didn't know what he was doing, but it was working. They said they were envious of him.
Well, here's the thing that I read though, cause I kept reading like what, and I was like, I got really curious. I'm like, so what are the theories of what this motherfucker did? Cause I was looking at like modern cures for hemophilia and it's pretty hardcore shit. Like it wasn't even imaginable back then.
Nobody made it till they were 20.
Right.
If they had hemophilia.
Right. But one thing,
if they were necrophiliacs, they died.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I read though, is there was a book, and I want to say it either came out in 2013 or 2015, but there's a book called Rasputin, Faith, Power, and the Twilight of the Romanovs by a guy named Douglas Smith. And his argument was that back then in the Russian court, like, aspirin was like the newest medicine, and like it was the cure all for everything. If you were sick, they gave you aspirin.
That would thin your blood.
That would fuck a hemophiliac. Yeah. And one of the first things that Rasputin did was tell the Tsarina, do not listen to anything the doctors are telling you. Like, first off, not like, so it might have been that his hemophilia wasn't as bad as it could have been, but that the doctors were constantly exacerbating it. And when he stepped in, from a complete fucking fluke, it's not like he knew aspirin did that, but the thought is that action of getting her to turn her back on the doctor's orders got him away from the medicine that was making him so bad. So then his hemophilia wasn't as bad. Yep. So he didn't really cure him. He just got rid of the medicine that was making the hemophilia worse. That's the only theory I could find.
They used to do bloodletting. You know what I mean? Like, they would try all kinds of crazy shit. Yeah. Let's cut you and let some of this poison out, man.
Right.
Get the poison out.
Yeah. That's what's crazy about history is you read up on history and you figure out like these people were just figuring out shit. Like, they were just like fucking retarded. Like they just didn't know.
Yeah. They didn't know.
And
shit that we just take for granted. They had absolutely no clue.
And people that was written back then though, my point is stuff that was written back then, people are still following that shit. Like it's, you know, God's law, you know, and you're just like, that shit was made up by some dude who didn't even know the earth was round or fucking didn't, or, you know, thought this or that, you know, like they didn't even know what stars were, you know, like, or how they were made or what the, you know, earth was comprised of. Like they didn't have any information.
They still really don't know on that.
Well, they still don't know. And that's what I'm saying. Like you can't trust any information we have from history. It's the weirdest thing, but guys like Rasputin come along and throughout history, this has shown itself to be true, where these guys come along and for whatever reason, they make the right decisions, you know, just out of this weird whatever, you know, they make the right decision and it just creates this, makes them legend basically, you know,
that theory of the Akashic record.
Yeah.
Tesla had access to it.
Yeah.
Rasputin had access to it. It was like, it's something somewhere. The idea is given to you. The knowledge is just given to you.
Yeah.
And most of them admit it was not my doing. It was not my idea.
Right.
I just knew somehow, you know, and Tesla claimed that lots of people throughout, you know.
And I also think, anything else, I mean, Rasputin was obviously a fucking top tier con man.
Right.
I mean, he could hustle people. Well, he had his hustle game.
He did it from the beginning when he was young. He would walk up to girls and just open their blouses.
Yeah.
Or just grab their titties, you know, like he was a fucking,
bite him.
Yeah. He was a fucking
number game.
That's he was just, he was basically going to be a cult leader, you know, like he was a serial killer. And he ended up just going the other path because he just didn't kill anybody yet.
Right.
You know, like he was fucking on the verge of killing all these women to have sex with them.
But he didn't need to.
He didn't need to.
So he ends up curing, quote unquote, the royal couple's son. And he's immediately the Tsarina Alexandra's favorite. Like she welcomes him into court. She's always around. He becomes her key advisor every time she's thinking about anything. He's the first person that she turns to get this advice. So,
and whatever he says goes, like she's on board.
And by about this point, World War I is popping off, and this makes things get a little bit worse because Tsar Nicholas II has to leave for the war. So he heads off for war and he leaves her in charge of all the domestic duties back in St. Petersburg. And Rasputin is her number one advisor. Yep. So he's just like top of the fucking heap as far as politics go, as far as wealth goes, as far as the aristocracy goes. He's just up there. I mean, he's with the queen on a daily basis, well, and living in the palace,
the way like
the
that, whole thing. The way that he got into their good graces too was even before he did anything with their son, he introduced himself through a letter and he just basically kissed their asses, like telling them that they were great, fucking, you know, all this good shit to them. And they took it as his word from the people, because at this time the people were not happy. Right. You know what I mean? They were pissed off. Life sucked, but Rasputin made it look like they were doing everything good. And so they took his word as like, oh, this guy's a peasant. You know, like, and he's telling us we're doing a good job.
So we must be.
Yeah, we must be doing a good job. Right. And they kind of, that got him in the good graces with them. And then the thing that happened with their son, you know, he didn't heal him. He still had a hemophilia, but he just made him better. And, right. and the time that he was around, he was better.
And there was a lot of stuff, like a lot of accounts that I read were that he was sort of two different people.
Yeah.
When he was around the Tsar and the Tsarina, he was very much this holy man and very proper and so forth. And like, he was super charismatic. Yeah. So when he was around the son, he just had this immediate effect on the son, and the son loved him, and the son was always in a better mood as soon as Rasputin showed up. So of course, what mother isn't going to see a sickly son, and this fucking guy apparently cured him and like just makes him beam every time he shows up. Fuck you, and you're the queen and you can fucking keep him around. Like this is all part of it. But then on the other side, he's just this fucking drinking, whoring, like dirty guy.
Yeah, they said he would order whores out, like people order out pizza.
Yeah, but he doesn't show this to the royals, so they don't know.
Well, they hear about it, but they don't believe it,
right?
Because they're like that's just people who don't like him, who are jealous of him. They don't want, and so they didn't want to believe it.
Because he starts to get smeared in the media, like journalists start to write bad about him. Different politicians are talking shit about him.
And the reason is, though, he goes out and he runs his mouth. So he goes to the bar, he starts drinking, and he runs his mouth, pulls his wiener out, and says, I do this to the royals all the time. They just suck on the tip. You know, I give them tips.
He didn't actually say suck on the tip.
No,
you know what it made me think a lot? On Vikings, whatever, like season four, whatever, that guy that was going around banging all the girls. Remember that? He was like a holy man and he made the child quiet. I think they based that off of him or something.
Oh, that was, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, but he showed up and banged everybody's wife and he made the baby quiet. Mm-hmm. And it was like, while I was reading this the whole time, I just kept picturing that character every time. I think they must have based that character.
His name's Hubbard.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know, because Hubbard was a god. So that's a whole different thing.
Maybe Rasputin was a god.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
he was the god of the sea cucumbers.
But
I'm telling you, David Blaine would have been a god if he went back in time. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, he would rule Russia with card tricks.
So but he starts to get into a weird position, because a lot of the aristocracy can't stand him, because this fucking dirty, whoring, drunk peasant fuckface is at the court, has more influence with the queen than anybody else does. So obviously the aristocracy didn't like him. And the peasants don't like him either, because they don't think he's one of them anymore. And like, he's too good for them. And he's now hanging out in the royal court. And they also don't like the fact that he might be banging their queen.
Yeah.
You made up a word and I'm not going to let it pass. Peasant is the guy in charge.
He is the peasant.
He was the peasant.
Well, no, they took letters.
Beautiful accident.
Because he would show, he would get drunk, have his whores, and he would show the letters that the Alexandria would write him. And they took those letters and they made copies of them and spread them around St. Petersburg.
Right.
So they knew what was going on, and people made their own assumptions that, oh, this dude's banging the queen. Like, this shit's legit. So nobody fucking liked him.
And then a whole lot of other people, there was a whole sort of third camp that didn't like him, because people are trying to like usher in science, and people are trying to, I mean, you know, this is like the 1910s by this point. And it's like World War I is on and all these inventions are happening. And like all this, like science is at the forefront of modernization. Like if a nation is going to move forward, it's moving forward from science.
Yeah.
So a whole lot of people are also looking at Rasputin, and you're like, you are keeping the royal family stuck in this fucking quagmire, of
snake oil phase.
Exactly. Like, so they're like, they don't trust him at all. And they don't like him because he's like taking a step back.
One thing he did do, though, was he warned the Tsar to not enter World War One.
Right.
World War One.
Yeah.
He told him that it was going to be fucking brutal. There's going to be a fucking infinite number of tears. Like, just don't do it. they didn't listen, and guess what happened?
Right.
Hundreds of thousands of Russians fucking died, fucking just.
And again, it's like I look at it and I'm like, is that just a guy who
he knew it was going to happen?
He just knew what was going to happen. Yeah. Like, did he have his
some people
on
have
the pulse?
Foresight?
Like,
yeah. Oh, he had his finger on the pulse, all right.
Yeah, he did. So, and one thing I didn't know is that there was an assassination attempt on him before the thing that killed him.
That's stabbing, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, 14-inch cut with his fucking intestines hanging out.
Yeah,
intestines came out.
So he's kicking it, walking down the street, and he's approached by this female beggar. And she comes up asking for money, and he stops and starts looking through his pockets for money, and she pulls out a knife and just fucking guts him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
14 inches is like stab, pull to the side. Like,
it is probably a brutal ass Russian knife too. You know, Russians are crazy.
And she was, from what I read, she was a deformed, noseless prostitute.
Oh, he probably made fun of her.
Who was hired by an enemy of the court to kill Rasputin.
Hmm.
So it was like and I forget the guy's name, but they actually caught the guy who did it, who like set it all up and everything. But this is when he really started drinking a lot in the recovery because he was constantly in pain.
He became an opium addict. He said he was never the same after that, but he did heal.
He's like the Russian Doc Holliday.
He healed in like 10 weeks. Like he was sutured up or whatever, mojo praying, and healed in 10 weeks.
Yeah,
which
they said he healed.
I don't know
like
if today you would heal
quick.
Like that. I don't think so.
Probably.
I don't know.
I don't think it's an act of holyism, though. I mean, I thought I was going to die. Holyism, you like that?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die at certain points and you just make it, you know? It's.
But whatever. He was obviously a tough bastard. I mean,
Brad gives him no credit.
Yeah.
14-inch laceration, intestines hanging out.
You know.
Drank fucking alcohol and stitched himself up. Brad's like, nah, it's a minute big deal. Holyism.
50 Shint got fucking shot 9 times.
That's true.
He didn't die. He got shot in
his face. Modern day Rasputin.
Got shot in his face.
Yeah. So the other thing is, and like, again, the whole sort of, you know, kinky as fuck factor of Rasputin, like you said, like the idea that you had to sin big in order to then get cured of this sin.
Sin big or go home.
He brought this to St. Petersburg with him, right, to Petrograd. So he starts conducting, he gets a bunch of followers that are basically they're conducting exorcisms through sex in bathhouses.
Are we calling him a cult leader? He's a fucking cult leader.
Sexorcism.
They are sexorcisms.
Yeah.
He starts having sexorcisms. He is a cult, but there just wasn't a cult that had a formal name.
Yeah.
But he was as cult leader as it fucking gets.
He's legit cult.
Absolutely. Legit as hell. Yeah. I mean, he culted his way all the way to the queen, you know, which is probably the only reason he didn't need to start having a crazy cult that starts murdering people and doing all this, because you're at the top of the heap.
Yeah, he had people doing whatever he wanted. Yeah.
So and then I read one account, there was one of the high society ladies, a woman named Olga Lakhtina.
She don't have nice ankles.
I don't think she did, but she believed that Rasputin was Christ and that she was his holy virgin. And she left her husband and children so that she could spend more time with Rasputin.
How is she a holy virgin?
She has no idea.
And children.
But witnesses, the whole thing, like other members of the royal court had written in letters and so forth that this woman, Olga Lakhtina, was at a bathhouse with Rasputin holding, quote, holding his organ while she was screaming, I am your lamb and you are Christ.
Wow.
Maybe virgin had a different definition back then.
Maybe. I think the translation's fucked up. Yeah. That's what happened in the Bible.
I think it meant whore.
Virgin meant whore.
Yeah. Maybe. Bathhouse holding his organ screaming at
Yeah. Yeah. I am really.
Yeah, that's pretty whorey, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's pretty fucking Steve Nesbitt of her.
Yeah, that's, that's pretty whorey. So, I can't understand the powers of persuasion he must have had, because the king and the queen had to be getting reports of what this guy hanging out with their children at the court was doing after hours, at night, et cetera. But they fucking put him on lockdown. They assigned guards to him.
Yeah. He had Secret Service.
Yeah. Like they're they're just all in on it. Like they're not, they don't believe anyone who's saying,
I guess though, because Rob Zombie, they said he's like a rock star. Like this guy reminds me of Rob Zombie. Like Rob Zombie's an ugly motherfucker, but his wife is hot. Like he, I think he just pulled it off. Like he just had that rock star, like just didn't give a fuck. Like drinking, thrashing motel rooms.
People back then, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
He was thrashing hostels, you know, just like fucking running out. I mean,
getting guitars and breaking them. Yeah,
smashing amps.
Yeah. Smashing sitars. Yeah,
sitars.
So he, in the midst of all this stuff, obviously people are like, "We got to fucking get rid of this guy." Like they just want to fucking be done with it. And there's no way to, they've done everything they can to convince the czar and the czarina to get rid of him. Even, I mean, the czar's off at war, comes back at the end of the war. And it's like, you're still all buddy, buddy with the wife and everybody's cool with it. So his fucking Jedi mind trick was on blast. So they figure out we have to kill him.
Right. Plus he showed a bunch of people, hit the wife's ankles.
That's right.
There were pictures, hand-drawn pictures of her ankles circulating.
So the account, and actually there was like, it was such a big deal. Like it wasn't like no one was talking about this. The Duma, which is part of the Russian parliament, in 1916, someone went to parliament and said, quote, "The Tsar's ministers have been turned into marionettes whose threads have been taken firmly in hand by Rasputin and the Empress Alexandra. The evil genius of Russia and the Tsar," and basically in front of fucking parliament, in front of all the politicians, says everybody at court is a marionette. Rasputin controls everyone, and he's an evil genius who is ruling instead of the Tsar. So it's not like this was on the fucking down low. Like people wanted his ass out, right? And this was a really big glitch that I saw. I read several articles that said he died on the 29th or 30th. And then everything else that I read said that it was like the 16th/17th.
I didn't see that. They found his body 2 days later, but that's not that big.
Wouldn't have been that big of a discrepancy. But anyway, so in December of 1916, according to the official account of what happened, we end up getting a couple of people who are conspirators. So the main two people is there's the Grand Duke Dmitry Pavlovich and Prince Felix Yusupov decide they need to get rid of Rasputin.
That one guy was something crazy, like a gay transvestite.
Oh, yeah. Getting there.
Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah. That list was long. Yeah. Can you be all those things? I thought that there was a conflict.
We have a couple of fans like that.
Yeah, so Prince Felix Yusupov, he was one of the wealthiest men in Russia. He loved to drink, he loved to have sex, and he was famous for having homosexual sex, for dressing up like women, and having a lot of, you know, really kinky sex in the capital without his wife, with his wife, like swinger style. So he was like the perfect candidate to try to lure Rasputin into a debaucherous night of kinkiness.
And in this, I heard something weird too, because they only talked about Rasputin having sex with women. But in this, when they lure him to try and kill him, they used one of the guy's wives as the lure. Like, right, oh, you're going to meet her as
the lure.
And they said he didn't know if he was going to have sex with her or the dude.
Right.
And I was like, oh, like this guy, does he swing both ways? Like, because I didn't hear anything about that except then.
Right.
And they didn't make any, nothing crazy about it. Like it was him or her. Like, and it was like, okay, like he's like, fucking whatever. I'll take whatever I can get.
Right. So apparently it was a big, like they made this full on plan, right? So they knew that at midnight, the wing of the palace that he was in, there were no guards like in his royal apartment. So they came by at 12:15, knocked on his door, and it was Felix saying, "Hey, my wife is home. She wants to hook up with you and let's go party." And since he was a freak and everybody knew he did like swinger stuff, Rasputin was like, "Fuck it. Let's go, Felix. Like, where's your wife at? You know, where the white bitches." That was a quote from him.
Yeah.
So Felix,
they were all white bitches.
That was why everybody said it.
Very pale.
So he used his wife, who was known as being beautiful in the court, as bait. And I looked at pictures of his wife. And I guess back in the day,
she had sexy ankles.
Yeah. But apparently she wasn't
shaved
even
all the way to the knee. Yeah.
she wasn't even,
she didn't have natural Uggs on.
That's right. She wasn't even in the Capitol, and the husband was actually writing her and saying, come back home and have sex with Rasputin so we can kill him.
Right.
And she was like, nope, I think I'm just going to stay where I am. But they lie and they say, no, she's home, et cetera. So they have just, Prince Felix had just redone their basement, kind of like the Fight Club studios down here. Mm-hmm. He has his Death Star lamps and his wall, his whiskey wall, the whole thing. He redoes the basement, and they go so far as to have a bunch of people upstairs drinking and laughing and having a party, because they sneak him in the basement and they say, look, sorry, she's not coming down yet because a bunch of last minute visitors just showed up. She's entertaining him upstairs and she'll be down in a minute. So there's a bunch of people upstairs drinking and partying to complete the illusion that something like this is going on. And Rasputin is just hanging out in the basement listening to a fake party. And then they come down and they're
probably
like,
hey, a real party.
It was probably a real party. Yeah. But so
he was down there for 2 hours.
He was down there for two
hours. Bullshit.
And they
left.
They give him a bunch of wine and a bunch of cakes, and all of it is supposedly poisoned with cyanide.
Right.
So they're like, just kick it. Hang out. She's going to get down here. And Felix keeps popping down and checking in on him. Yeah. And at first, he's not eating any of the cakes. He's not drinking.
I haven't heard
the
he
wine.
Refused to eat it at one point because he had had to change his diet after that stomach injury. That
he well, there was two things. Issue. So I watched a documentary and it said that the initial report said that he immediately ate the cakes, drank the wine, and he wasn't dying.
Right.
And so the guy was like, oh, fuck.
Panic. I'll shoot
him. Yeah, panic. I'm going to go down there and fucking shoot him. So he goes down there and fucking pops off a couple in him, right? Well, then he runs back upstairs. The party's still going on. He's like, I shot him. I killed him. He's dead, you know, whatever. And they're partying. A little while later, he goes, oh, I'm going to go back down and check on him. Rasputin's still alive.
Yeah, no, this is, yeah, that's exactly right. So they keep checking on him. The poison hasn't done anything to him. And they're like,
if he ate it though, that was the debate. Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is where the thing happens though, because he was on that strict diet and they're saying that he probably,
he was paleo. I mean, he was. Right.
I think that what happened was they did a couple cover-ups. Like they wanted to make the death more elaborate.
Right, because one of the things they did for the cover-up is they called a restaurant that he regularly visited. Mm-hmm. And they actually asked the night of the murder, when Rasputin was already in the basement, they called and said, hey, is Rasputin there? Because he was supposed to come by for a party and he never showed up. And the maitre d' was all, no, man, he didn't show up tonight. So just to like cover their asses, they were like, no, we were waiting for him to show up. He never fucking showed up. We even called the restaurant.
Yeah.
So.
And the other thing was that the prince that was involved was supposed to marry the czar's daughter. And so I guess he was an Olympian and like an expert marksman and shit. So when Rasputin tried to escape and he's out on the front.
That was the Grand Duke. The prince was the one who was.
So the Grand Duke was apparently a somebody. And I think he did the killing and they tried to cover it up. Because they didn't want him involved as much as he was.
And even the cover up is shitty. So So they poison him. Nothing happens. Felix runs down and shoots him. And leaves him for dead. And then they go back upstairs and they're like, we shot him. He's dead. Fucking yeah. So they all start to drink and hang out. He goes back downstairs a little while later, feels that Rasputin's body is still warm and that his eye is twitching. And apparently once he does that, Rasputin like wakes up and jumps
opens his
up.
Eyes like scary movie. Yeah.
Opens his eyes like scary movie. And Felix fucking pieces out and runs upstairs.
Said he got sick and threw up in the bathroom in a panic. Cause he's like, he's still alive. He's still alive. Ran off to the bathroom. Puked panic.
All over the bathroom.
And they ran back just in
time. And this is like at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they came back just in time to catch him running across the yard where the Olympian
comes. I don't know how fast he was running, but he was getting across the yard.
Yeah, he's getting across the yard.
He has three legs.
It's two legs and a sea cucumber.
Well, it only helps if he's running uphill. I think he was just on flat land.
So the Grand Duke, it said that the account that I read was that he fired twice and missed and that he bit his hand to gain control because his hands were shaking. And then he shoots him in the back and then drops him. And as he's falling, he shoots again and hits him in the head.
Right.
So he shoots him in the back, shoots him in the head. So he's been shot three times. Mm-hmm. He falls onto the ground. He's still crawling. So the Grand Duke runs up on him and starts kicking him in the head. Not yet. They drag him back into the basement. And at that point, Felix, the prince, loses it and picks up a dumbbell and starts bashing in his head with the dumbbell.
I didn't see that part either. Too many different accounts here.
Yeah. So
this is why I think it's stuff of legend.
Yeah, it's all.
This I heard they took him down in the field, ran up, and all three of them started beating the shit out of him, clubbing him.
They tied him up.
Threw him in the Neva, and then threw him in the frozen.
Well, river. They brought him back home first.
I didn't see that.
Then they tied him up and left with it. Huh.
Why take him all the way back?
So they threw him. So they throw him in the river. They throw him in Neva. Right? Is it Neva?
But before they throw him in the river, though, the cops show up.
Dave has weird account. He have extra shit. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I didn't see this.
The cops show up and they're like, "What was that? Was that gun? Like, was that four gunshots or three gunshots? Four gunshots? Because that's what was outside."
LAPD showed up
because apparently the reason they wanted to poison him instead of shoot him is that the palace that this was happening on was right across the street from the police station. Hmm. So they didn't want to shoot him, but then once he was like fucking the Walking Dead, they had to do something.
Well, they got those monitors up too, like they hear gunshots and can isolate points of
shot. True. That's true. And they got the traffic cameras and everything. So the cop shows up and the Grand Duke actually tells the, like, they try to cover it up. The Grand Duke eventually like says, no, it was a car backfiring. The cops show up a little bit later while they're tying Rasputin up and he comes back up and they're like, so wait a minute, what? I don't think that was a car backfiring. There's some weird shit going on. And the Grand Duke says, I don't know if you know who I am. I'm the fucking Grand Duke. And apparently on the account that I read, he actually tells this cop, we just shot and killed Rasputin. And if you love Mother Russia, you will say nothing to anyone. And the cop is like, fuck it, peace.
That's
like,
one I'm approach, yeah.
Like, I'm out.
Yeah, I did not see that.
But then that was when they were wrapping up and dumped him in the river. But then the cop actually goes and shows up or goes back and like is like,
helps fucking them.
No, he tells his supervisor, the Grand Duke just shot Rasputin.
That's the supervisor.
The supervisor. And then the supervisor comes back over and in order to try to cover it up, Felix shot and murdered one of his dogs and put it on top of where they shot Rasputin that they could explain the blood. They just said, oh, we were drinking too much and shot the dog.
And the
cops were like, okay. So like this whole weird fucking shitty cover up scenario is going on. Yeah, it was supposed to be
Plan B got a little messy.
Yeah.
Plan B always gets messy.
Yeah. And that's
every time you got to do Plan B.
Yeah. Plan B is never good. But that's when they tie him up, wrap him in a carpet, right?
Yeah, they wrap him in a rug and then drop him. And I read one account that said that they actually had to break a hole in the ice and put him through the ice.
Right.
Then other ones just said they threw him over the bridge into the water.
So then they said he was.
I had read both accounts.
So then they pulled him up on shore about 2 days later.
2 days later.
And they said they think he was still alive because he was able to free one of his hands.
Yeah.
Or somebody's bad at tying knots.
Yeah. And even when if they had thought to weight him down, he wouldn't have washed up at all. But they didn't even weigh him down. They were fucking idiots.
So that adds to his legend of being like, he didn't die. But the reason that they say that that's probably a cover up, they wanted to say that he died from drowning in hypothermia and that there was no cyanide in his blood, which I don't know what test they had back then. But the problem was, is if he would have died any other way than drowning, I guess he could be considered a martyr. And then the Tsar
the church would have
sainted him.
Yeah.
And so they threw him in the water to create this thing like, oh no, look, he's so crazy. He has a bullet in his head. Someone bashed him with a fucking barbell. This dude's dead, right? He's dead back at dog scene. And then they put him in the water and made that whole drown thing up so that it would look like he had drowned, so that he could not be sainted. They didn't want him to become a martyr.
Yeah, if they die in water, you can't be sainted.
Sainted if you die in water.
Yeah,
apparently
that's some weird thing what that they the had fuck? Going on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on page 42 of the Saints Manual. Okay. I checked. It seemed suspect.
So yeah, so from what I read, the autopsy report said that there was alcohol in his blood, but that they didn't find any poison.
What did they do at that point in time? They're just shaking shit in a beaker over
like,
a flame.
I don't know how you could even tell there was fucking alcohol.
Smell like vodka?
Does the alcohol separate from the blood?
I don't know. But they couldn't identify that. They identified three bullet wounds, one that entered his chest on the left and hit his stomach and liver. The second bullet entered his back on the right and hit his kidneys. And the third bullet entered his head and hit his brain. And the first one that hit him on the left and pierced his stomach and liver, the prince, like when he shot him the first time, like it was like extra low down dirty because he snuck down, had the fucking pistol in his back pocket. And he was like, this motherfucker didn't die from the poison. And he points out this beautiful beautiful cross that was on the wall. And he basically told Rasputin, you need to like bow down and pray to the cross.
You're going
to
need it.
Show me.
You're
going
to need it.
Yeah. And so Rasputin turns his back on him and bows to the cross. And that's when he shot him. So that was like even extra low.
And then I did
dirty.
See that they said that he was castrated after they killed him too.
Damn.
And that's when they say that circulated around. And there are pictures of what appears to be a pretty endowed sea cucumber in a jar. I don't think it's a sea cucumber. It looks like a dick, but it looks like Jesus Christ, like a deformed, weird, you know.
How big is the jar, though?
I tried to show you, but you just ignored me. I'll show you. No,
I'm not trying to look at dicks on your phone.
Yeah, you are. I'm tricking you right now. I'm going to show you mine.
You just swipe through your pictures and it's dick after dick. I don't want to see it. Like, you're like, oh, you don't like that one? What about this one? Well, look at that one. Oh, that one's still got the foreskin. Look at that one.
So you're saying that horror show in the jar that you showed us earlier was supposed to be Rasputin's penis?
Yes. There's a girl like looking at it. So there is some reference. There's a dude holding one. Let's see. There's
multiple jars with pieces of his penis.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like.
You seem unimpressed.
I don't know. It's like fucking pickled penis.
Yeah. So I don't know. But that doesn't look like a...
Who's that? Is that the chick that ain't got time for that? But she got time for Rasputin's penis? What the fuck is that? Ain't nobody got time for that, but I got time for that.
That shit kind of does like Photoshopped on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
The white chick, the white bitch.
So he ends up, and even the autopsy report said that there wasn't, and this might explain it, but the autopsy report said that there was very little water in his lungs and that the cause of death wasn't drowning.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Because he probably
was already
dead or whatever. Yeah. There's no trial for the murder. They end up doing it. The queen, the very next day, the Tsarina opens up a massive sort of manhunt trying to find Rasputin, trying to see what's going on. Rasputin's daughters later on said that they don't think it could have gone down like this because he wouldn't have eaten those cakes that were allegedly poisoned.
Yeah, he was on that diet. Yeah. Yeah.
But so they end up finding his body, et cetera. They know exactly who did it and they blame the prince and the Grand Duke. And then the prince just gets exiled from Russia, because he's too fucking rich, you know, welcome to Russia.
Well, he wrote a book and he's basically like in his book, he's the hero. You
know, right. He accounts all this stuff. And then the Grand Duke gets, sent to, the war front. They like ship him off to war to go die and fuck himself. But ironically, they both survive the war. And since neither of them are allowed to come back to Russia, they both survive the Bolshevik Revolution and don't get their heads cut off.
Yeah.
So they kill the guy they hate him. Yeah. And then they don't get killed, you know, a year and a half later when everyone else they know, you know, got killed and they should have gotten killed based on that. So, very interesting. Like crazy. Like I'm curious what, and I was trying to find more prophecies because everyone said that he kept saying these prophecies.
He had a lot of prophecies over the years. True,
yeah. And I just couldn't find much about what his I take that back. I found some from websites that seemed so fucking dubious that I wouldn't even bother to have put in my notes, but
GeoCities.
And there were allegedly the KGB, and this I did believe, there was a report that the KGB released some files that the royal family had about Rasputin, like in 2007 or something.
Well, what happened was, what happened was they got put on auction. So they did a big investigation after the,
I sold for like $6,000 or something.
Sold for $6,000. Right. Yeah. There was an entire file,
classical
file.
Music, Rostopovich bought them.
He was a celloist.
Yeah.
A cellist.
Let's start a reggae band called Rastaputin.
Rastaputin.
What's wrong with Rostopovich? Then you can get Maury Povich to be the front man.
It's Rostopovich. No, it has to be the other way. It doesn't work. I don't like it. It doesn't ring. Plus, it wasn't my joke, so I don't like it.
So, yeah, so these documents came out that were allegedly more of the prophecies that he had made and so forth.
Yeah, and
Rostopovich
and
gave it to an author and a playwright who ended up writing some stuff about it. And there were a couple of accounts of the book, and that's what I saw on weird websites that I didn't trust, but I know that book.
Yeah, there was
he was better at like carnival stuff, like guessing your weight and like your birthday and shit. But the funny thing, he carried black licorice in his pocket, and so like he didn't get as much
nothing came of it because everyone hates fucking black licorice. So it didn't really go down in history. Everyone just kind of denied it. So they didn't get recorded because it didn't go down. But he was really good at shitty prophecy. Yeah. Just like birthdays and shit. Yeah.
Well, they said like 90% of the stuff he said came true.
Yeah.
Like it was kind of weird. He
fluffed his numbers with birthday statistics. Probably. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But those accounts that came out, so they really didn't know a lot of stuff up until those papers came out.
Right.
And that really clarified like the letters that Alexandria had sent to him.
Right.
Because those were all in there. Like the main core of the information was kind of true. And then they got some better truths out of those files. So, kind of interesting. Like I didn't really know a whole lot about Rasputin. Like you hear the name or whatever.
Yeah, I knew it was hard to kill. And even from what I read, everything that I had heard, you know, when I was younger about Rasputin, even merged the two assassinations because it said that he was stabbed with a huge gash in his stomach and then he was poisoned and then he was shot and et cetera. So
they're coming out with like a film thing based on a story, but it's Steven Seagal and it's called Hard to Kill Rasputin.
Oh, right,
and he's going to play it. He kind of looks like him now, actually.
And I want to say when you mentioned like the mental, like David Blaine, like ruling a country, there's a guy named Lior Suchard. His name is Lior.
Is that the British guy?
Last name. No, I don't know where he's from. He's not British. And I saw some clips of him this week being a mentalist. This man is the fucking devil and should be burned at the stake.
There's some really good
like
ones,
he man. Is so fucking unbelievable. He gets an entire audience to draw the same exact symbol at the same exact time based on the fucking shit
some
that
subliminal
he did.
Thing.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
They
did
those ones they showed like, that where they drove around in a car.
Yeah.
They fucking showed them different things and then fucking they, there
but
was
this
like
this guy
a marketing
did it in
thing,
like in 5 minutes on the show. Huh. He ended
it
up
has
influencing
to do with like the
everyone.
Common human, uh-huh. Yeah, the human psyche. But the weird fucking ones are like creepy. When they're like, hey, check out the serial number and they like write it down. Like, do you have any money in your pocket? And like, that has to be like, it has to be rigged. And then
well, this guy,
pull
this guy
out
though,
and have that serial number on a bill.
This guy was like getting numbers from people, and like the other guests on the show, he would look at him and he was like trying to guess their PIN number, like their ATM number. And he just said, okay, so what I want you to do as quickly as you can is just count backwards from 10 to zero. And then the guy, and he just mentioned the guy's PIN number. And then the guy was just like 10987654321. And
he
was
paused
like, okay.
On a couple of numbers.
Exactly. There was some shit going on that no one else noticed.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting the guy's entire fucking PIN number. And then he was like, okay, so let me count. I'll count this time. And then this time that guy counted and watched the guy and then wrote down the second number. And every single time he wrote a number down, the dude was just fucking shit in his pants.
Nervous
traits.
Just
like, what the fuck are you doing? But no, it was fucking crazy. This guy. So look up Lior Suchard because I watched 3 or 4 different videos of this guy.
You think he uses his powers to get the ladies
out
at the bar?
I guess.
I think he does, yeah.
Yeah, he gives them the old chard.
Yeah. Gives them the old Swiss chard.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to do Patreon? Doing sponsors?
Do sponsors first, then we'll hit some special Valentine's Day Patreon.
Right. We would like to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They sent us a shit ton of hot sauce, so I'm actually putting hot sauce in the hot sack now because we were out for a little while. So thank you to them. You can find them at local grocery stores, Walmart, eBay, Amazon. Don't steal it from sandwich shops like some of our fans because I will shame you publicly.
If you're Australia or UK, mexgrocer.co.uk.
That is true. And thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. I'm actually working on some stuff with him. I didn't tell you guys yet, but we're going to try to do some stuff that a lot of people will be into. So check out printdirtcheap.com. If you need anything printed, you can save some money by using code SOFAKING. Thank you to Digital Creations for making our mugs. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics. He is actually right now, probably as we speak, printing the second round of the Patreon shirts. So if you haven't got yours yet, be patient. They're getting printed today, and I'll try to get shipping those in the next couple days. And thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com and purchase instructional DVDs and booty shorts.
Yep.
I got.
That's it.
So the Patreons. So our Patreons, this week, it's some that we've been sort of sitting on because we wanted to wait until Valentine's Day because we wanted to do some
picking them off, yeah,
that were couples. And we've asked some of them directly or had to kind of do some.
I was surprised snooping. How many signed up as a couple, though. Because
yeah, a lot of them signed up
as a couple.
Because
you only get one shirt.
Yeah, right, right.
We'll send you a triple X and you have to wear it.
Right.
Together,
so they might be sharing or whatever. But so we want to shout out a couple of them. And again, we appreciate all of you who have done the Patreon stuff. Super much love shown to you. We appreciate it. You can get there by visiting Captain Blackslash. It's
you're like, we reverted, like everything was fine. Like I started out not knowing the website in the very beginning of the show, and now
we really don't know.
So it's patreon.com/SofaKing Sofa King Podcast. So a couple that I'll shout out. Christopher Wigger is actually married to
we didn't tell him how to say it.
Did it on his like own. That way, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. A guy named Turd Ferguson. And they met at a sand volleyball tournament.
Yeah. Wearing them tight shorts.
It's all about the tight shorts.
They both had their girlfriends there with them. They immediately dumped their girlfriends and went and got married like right away at the courthouse.
Right.
So very impressive. When you know, you know.
Another couple, Bob Antwood and Nick Hawson. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
And
newlyweds.
They met on a Cowboy Mingle. But apparently they had to go there because they were originally on a different dating site that shut down and it was called danglerwrangler.com.
Yeah.
I've used that. It's not bad.
Get on there and wrangle the dangles.
And that's how they met with some dangle wrangling. Nice.
That one's a little more X-rated.
That one's like,
Oh, is it? It's like a saucier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the, where you find out if people have small hands or not.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Another couple is, Carson Ramirez and Michael Sullivan.
Congratulations.
And they met at a brony convention. And if you don't know what a brony convention is, Google it. Google brony convention. So now you can check that out. But they were both dressed as they met each other because they were both in the best costume contest and they were both dressed as Twilight Sparkle.
That's my favorite.
So that was.
And they're going 3 years strong.
It is 3 years strong. So, yeah.
Yeah. The next couple we have is Carrie Sabrowski and Cassie Mulligan. They've been together for 10 years now. They met at a Nickelback tribute show.
Yes.
So all the band members were actually Nickelback.
The crazy thing is that band does better than the actual band.
That's
now.
True.
Yeah, because they got away from the original one and people disassociated. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so that was what people don't know is Nickelback started a Nickelback cover band because everybody hates Nickelback so much that they go to the cover band instead. Yeah. They just don't know that the actual cover Nickelback. Band is Nickelback.
Yeah, and we're not joking. These guys sell out pizza parlors.
Yeah, they do.
It's a big deal.
Small to medium sized pizza parlors.
Yeah. They're topping the charts on SoundCloud.
Yep.
So the next group is Zach Geis and Steve Smith. They've been together for 3 months. They've only been together for 3 months because they got caught. They robbed a string of Nevada Love boutiques, and they were known in the papers as the Pocket Pussy Poachers.
Yeah.
They were running around together after marriage. They were newlyweds, ran around in Las Vegas area, Henderson, Carson.
I remember reading about that.
Yeah. So
it was big.
Yeah, running around there. Some of you guys might know if you're in Nevada, you might've heard of them. So now they're in jail. They're obviously not together, but they're still married. So
they actually caused a spike in the adult industry. Like there was a stock split.
Yeah.
Because normally people are embarrassed to talk about pocket pussies, but because it was so public, it kind of desensitized everybody and people weren't afraid to cross the line and go check it out.
Right.
The people I talked to was Joe Hardy and Autumn Wood, and it's no coincidence that they met at a phallic last names counseling group. So like their entire life, and that's gotta be fucking rough. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, your last name's Wood.
Kids are fucking rough. Yeah.
Hardy. Kids, yeah.
They're making fun of them since like kindergarten. Fucking
so
Joe
they had
Hardy.
To get a support.
Dick but now jokes. They, yeah, then now they kept it as Hardy-Wood.
Yeah.
Like that's their name. That
way better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, apparently they met a lot of their good friends there. A guy named Dingle, you know, lots. lots of, you know,
Dingle.
Yeah. It was his last name. It was part of it. I mean, he was in the
Johnson
group.
Dingle.
Yeah, Johnson Dingle. He was in the group. Yeah,
they have barbecues and stuff. I mean, now they have a group, a community they can comfortably hang out with. And and they still make the jokes. That's the thing.
They
now,
still do. They make the it's jokes, part of healing. Okay it. Yeah, it's part of healing. And that's
a theory. First step is admitting.
Yeah, and it's a big theory. It was a theory that was invented by Dr. Dick Tickler. So he was pretty big on
plastic surgery
idea. Yeah.
The other couple that we talked to was Ross Jubert and Ivica Radoslavic, which it's a Russian guy and a Jew. Yeah. And so that happened. Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
And whatever the other thing is.
Congratulations. Yeah. Your beer sucks, you fucking Russian bastard.
I'm going to pour that out.
Yes, please do.
Steve Baker, I'm sorry. Yeah. The whiskey, though, I'm just saving money now. This shit's not bad.
10 high?
Yeah, I don't know how much that costs.
Try it.
And then we had one more person, and this one's it's not a sad story. It's just the guy's really patient. It's Clayton Love. And so a lot of people, you guys have heard about like catfish. So that's someone that's on the internet and they're not attractive. They're 300 pounds. They're not pretty or they're not handsome. And they're posing as someone else on the internet.
Or they're a boy posing as a girl or vice versa.
Social profile. Right. They're deceiving someone until they create a relationship so strong that the other person pretty much falls in love.
Right. Or not.
Yeah.
Or hates them.
And then they finally meet and you find out that it was a lie. It was, you thought you're talking to an 18-year-old hot blonde.
So this was
a 45-year-old
and this
man.
Was a new term we found out.
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy does the opposite. Clayton Love, he's not found love yet, ironically, given the name. But what he does is he's really good looking. He's
super
fucking great
looking.
In bed.
I want to fuck him.
Well endowed. I don't know if I want to fight him or fuck him. His beard's amazing.
Right.
I looked at his pictures because he private messaged me. Because when you go on his profile, there's actually really unattractive pictures.
Yeah.
He's got really unflattering dick pics. It looks like a jalapeno skin pepper. It's not good. His profession is Taco Bell drive-thru.
What's the term for this?
So it's called a rainbow trout. So basically
rainbow trouting,
what they do is if they can get you to talk and have a genuine conversation and get you on board and you develop that rapport and you fall in love, then it's surprise, surprise. He's actually good looking, well endowed. He's good in bed. He cooks. He cleans. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. I mean,
domesticated bitch.
It might take some time. Yeah. It might take some time to get down the road, but rainbow trout. Yeah. Thanks for teaching us something, Clay.
Yeah. Something new.
Didn't know.
I'm glad that there's good rainbow trouting out there. It's not just catfishing.
So happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's
Day. All of our Patreon couples.
Yep.
Happy capitalistic bullshit.
Happy fucking
flowers.
Bullshit ass day.
You'll be spending fucking $60 on some fucking $12 roses in a vase.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Someone's bitter.
Who?
Me.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. Stupid flowers. I wanted to make sure that we super.
You mad at the flowers? Jesus Christ.
Fuck flowers, man.
I'm going to beat up that Mexican guy on the corner with the bucket of flowers. We'll fuck his ass up.
Dude, up.
Stand around my corner again,
$5
bitch.
For one.
No, there's nothing wrong with him. It's just the fucking flowers.
Yeah, I just go kick his bucket over.
I'm going to go give him a 50 and then beat the shit out of the roses.
You know what you can get for $5 right now?
Stomping them.
There's a fast food war going on between Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr.
$4 and shit. Yeah, it's all shitty, though.
It is, but if you're poor, you can eat some shit quick. And $5 for one rose, I could have had a cravings deal.
Fuckface peasants are fucking having a ball right now.
That's for real. Wendy's for $4, you get chicken nuggets, a burger, fries. You can actually pick between a chicken club sandwich, a junior bacon cheeseburger, or a double stack.
You've ate there too much.
I've had it once, actually. Thank you.
You should not know this.
I've had Wendy's a lot of times, but we had that the other day because
you could always get 8 tacos for $4 though at Jack in the Box.
It's boring though. You can mix it up.
That's way better.
I don't know about that. All I'm saying is, fuck flowers. That's the moral to my story. They're going to be wilted in a couple of days.
Wendy's,
yeah.
I'm saying fuck peasants. I'm just going to stick with it.
And their faces.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Captain Black Slash. He's out there.
He is.
Yeah. And if you're around, I'm enjoying a black guy's tea right now. So, if you're out there, if you go to Starbucks and you like the tea, order the black guy's tea.
Yeah. Say it smooth. That's how me and Brad will always order our teas like that. And the barista just looks at you like kind of wonky.
Did I really hear that? Or,
right.
I mean, they look at you like a Canadian. You don't know.
Cause if they try to call you out on it, you're like fucking racist.
I said black.
I would like my drink, please. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Black guy's tea.
Yeah.
See, you say it right. Black guy's tea. You can't tell.
Yep. Sounds good.
Mm. I like it.
They're tasty.
Sea cucumber.
Yep.
Just try to order that drink at Starbucks. See what they give you. The guy at the other Starbucks makes it all the time. That's your menu, not mine. I don't make it up. It's on the secret menu.
Yeah.
It's also known as the Rasputin. Order that.
The Rasputin. Yeah. Can I get a hot Rasputin with 4 extra shots?
please. Please start ordering the hot Rasputin.
You got to order with extra shots.
Yeah.
Because he had extra shots.
Yeah. Film it. And then when they look at you, funny, go bananas. And then just fucking tag Soap King.
Like, well, then can I get the black guy's tea? That's
what you got to. Fine. Let me get the black guy's tea. And then you just go bananas and stop and fucking post it. Thank you. That's all I got.
All right. Well, on that note, don't be a retard.
IRS took all my money. I was a stupid kid because I didn't pay taxes when shit was lucrative. So I had to start over. Good thing I shoot this shit off enough to not take me away to do big bids. So I say that to say that I'm straight building, but it really hurts when the government take millions. Since I was shady, had two ladies to make children. The same time when they do college, you break scrillion. So you think of doing the shit that be unearthly to be sure your daughter stay steady and up in Berkeley. Money be the problem, but other things hit to curse me. Hurt my girl so much, she now doing the shit to hurt me. Wifey cheated after I didn't skeet it. My life is a red hot chili pepper, I eat it like I'm Anthony Kiedis. I'm heated, so just like a man, I resort to my penis. So check it out, I got a blunt and a hoe. I ain't about to spend my whole day stuck in the funk, so I'm about to get drunk and a hoe. Sitting right on top of me with that incredible rum. So check it out, I got a blunt and a hoe. I ain't about to spend my whole day stuck in the funk, so I'm about to get drunk and a hoe. Sitting right on top of me with that incredible rum. So check it out. I used to at this festival called Pay Dues, but I never fully got paid, dude. Really? The IRS though, they think I did, and now they after the kid shit. And I'm the only one in my household that go to work. Ain't getting no pussy, so now I got a jerk. Feeling like a jerk, and that ain't ever gonna work. Playing positive, but ain't getting none of the perks. What to do when your IG popping off? Snapchat got the gym rat panties dropping off, saying all she want is this dick. Whether it's hard or soft, closest I've been to pussy is fish sticks and tartar sauce. And I ain't trying to be no martyr boss. Fuck around and she done pissed Nick Carter off. This nigga tech got me high, now I finally got a good alibi. So check it out, I got a blunt and a hoe. I ain't about to spend my whole day stuck in the funk, so I'm about to get drunk and a hoe. Sitting right on top of me with that incredible rum. So check it out, I got a blunt and a hoe. I ain't about to spend my whole day stuck in the funk, so I'm about to get drunk and a hoe. Sitting right on top of me with that incredible rum. So check it out,
I got a chick out of town always giving me stuff. She stay mad as a fuck cause I don't visit enough. So she calls me to cuss. I don't know what it was, but something that I does got him falling in love. So we on the phone beefing and she crying to me. Like UBI, you be fly, but you be lying to me. True, she dying to see where I was and what happened. Studying social media, she trying to catch him. Bad bitch caught him off guard with the condom off. Let her get, now my dick feel like it falling off. Sperm when I shot him off, burning like a Molotov. Word to my mama, I'm disturbed by a lot of bra. That's word to mother, son, I cut her off. Maybe she make me come a lot, but I come at a cost. I got a girl I love and I lost, we'll never reconcile. She played me like a pawn for the record, so check it out.
I got a blunt and a hoe. I ain't about to spend my whole day stuck in the funk, so I'm about to get drunk and a hoe. Sitting right on top of me with that incredible rum. So check it out, I got a blunt and a hoe. I ain't about to spend my whole day stuck in the funk, so I'm about to get drunk and a hoe. Sitting right on top of me with that incredible rum. So check it out.
Oh man. Boss man, boss man, I told you, I don't smoke, man. You know I don't do this shit. Hey, y'all hear that? Is that my phone? Hold on. Hello? Hey, babe. Nah, hold on. Hey, y'all, do I sound high? Fuck. Y'all gonna give me a divorce, man. God damn it. Hold on, babe, I'll call you right back.
Strange music.